Morocco's national women's soccer team is set to make its first appearance at the FIFA Women's World Cup. After years of being largely hidden, Moroccan women's soccer is gaining new ground at home and around the world. During one game in May, the crowd was not very big. The game was between a Moroccan National Women's Professional League team and the armed forces team called ASFAR. ASFAR, a strong women's team in Morocco, won 7-0. One young fan in the crowd was still very excited. Dressed in a shirt reading Morocco in Arabic, Ali Ben Azouza went to the field to meet the players. "I was very happy," the young girl said. Idris Ben Azouza is Ali's father. "I teach my daughters confidence, not fear," he said. "Sports don't differentiate between genders." The women's national team is known as the Lionesses. Ben Azouza said the Lionesses show how women's soccer has progressed in the North African country. He said the team has filled him with joy. He added, though, that not everyone he knows shares his happiness. Those with conservative views or religious beliefs are opposed to women wearing shorts. The national team's upcoming Women's World Cup appearance follows the male team's historic semifinal run in the 2022 FIFA World Cup. The team gained support from other Arab countries. That year, Morocco also hosted the 2022 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. The event drew large numbers of fans and increased enthusiasm for this year's worldwide women's tournament. The qualification of the women's team for the finals at the Africa Cup of Nations breathed new life into women's soccer in Morocco, said Khadija Ila. She is president of the National Women's Soccer League. "Team victories," she said, "were the results of efforts in recent years by the Royal Moroccan Football Federation to develop soccer, including for women. Female players and teams had often been ignored in Morocco and the Arab world. Those efforts include the hiring of the Lionesses' coach, Reynald Pedros. The Moroccan Federation also supports women's clubs with salaries. Providing financial help was part of an agreement announced in 2020 for the growth and professionalization of women's soccer." Hiba Karami plays for a local team called Fath Union Sport. The advancement in women's soccer has made a dream of hers a reality. Last year, Karami was one of the players representing Morocco in the FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup. "Some kids or men would say that women belonged in the kitchen and weren't made for soccer," she said. "I knew that I loved the game and that I will play. Boys in her neighborhood accepted her because I played better than they did," Karami said. Noaila Benzina also plays for the national team and for ASFAR. She said her soccer career has opened up new possibilities for her. The 25-year-old never saw soccer in conflict with her modest clothing and the Islamic headscarf she wears on and off the field. Many think of her as a role model. "This makes me want to work harder to show girls that they can achieve great things," Benzina said. In parts of the Middle East and North Africa, women's soccer is limited by financing or conservative feelings. But the game is making new pushes in places where there are official efforts to develop the game. Ahmed Kofa, is a shopkeeper in Gaza, ruled by the militant Hamas group. He said he supported Morocco's men's team, but has a problem with female players wearing shorts. If it is within the legal, cultural, and societal limits, then there is no problem, he said. In Egypt, 61-year-old Hassan Youssef argued that soccer is a rough game that is not at all fit for women. He said he would not enjoy watching women play. Dr. Hussam Mokhtar, a Libyan in Egypt, said he doubts women's soccer can become as popular as men's. He added that soccer is a men's game. His 13-year-old daughter, Miral, disagreed. Every sport should be played by everyone, she said. I'm Dan Novak.